Air Force bases in South Dakota and Texas are in a competition. The winner will get the first B-21 bombers when the new stealth planes are ready to fly. The Air Force is doing an environmental assessment at both bases. Virtual public hearings began recently. The first hearing was for Dyess Air Force Base in Texas. Doug Peters is president and CEO of the Abilene Chamber of Commerce. He took a couple of swipes at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. Peters mentioned the four historic structures that would be affected by adding B-21s to Ellsworth. Three would be demolished and one would be renovated.
There are no historic properties in consideration at Dyess that we believe can help to facilitate a faster, less cumbersome process.
He also made an apparent reference to weather in the two states.
Construction is a lot simpler in West Texas than what you may find in South Dakota.
Peters was the only member of the public to offer comments at the first hearing. Several more virtual hearings are scheduled, including two focusing on Ellsworth. The Air Force said last year that Ellsworth is the preferred location for the first B-21s, but that has to be supported by an environmental impact statement. The Air Force plans to make a final decision in May. Adding B-21s to Ellsworth would bring about 3,000 more people to the Rapid City area, according to the Air Force. The planes are expected to start flying sometime this decade. Ellsworth currently hosts B-1 bombers. Those will be phased out. The base also has a squadron of drone pilots. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.